Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, December 27th, 2021. This is something a little different. A few days ago, a gentleman by the name of Dan B. from the cryptocurrency and DeFi server came to me and he said, "Hey, we want to have an interview with you." You know, nobody ever wants to interview me. Shit. So I said, "All right." So here it is. Let's take a listen.
All right. And we're live. It's a pleasure to be able to get a chance to chat with you, man. I really appreciate like all the stuff that you're putting out there. And I just want to use this opportunity to get to know you a little bit better and how you kind of came to be in this space. So I guess my first question for you is, can you tell me a little bit about like your crypto journey, like how you came to end up being on Terra and everything?
Everybody always asks when Finn, but they never ask how's Finn. Probably the first time I've been on video for anything Terra related. So, hi. Good to meet everybody. Rocking my Mt. Gox hoodie.
Love it.
Today, got my Puffins hoodie in the mail. I'm pretty stoked. Hellcat's mint just minted out on Luart. The first mint on Luart. Pretty cool to watch.
Awesome.
I got started in like 2017. I know everybody knows Luna Loot, Kevin. He works for Angel now. He got me into ADA back then, and he was like super adamant about, you know, there's a bunch of other tokens that are going to be out there, like, you know, mess around with whatever, but like keep stacking ADA and like hold on to it, don't ever sell it, no matter what you do, never ever like hold on to that shit. I was like, and like we rode it up to like $1.25 from like a quarter or something, and then started, it hit like $1.50, $1.50, and then just everything tanked, right? And like it went down, everything, like we were into like Fun and Poe and like Fuck Token and like all this just dumb shit. ICOs were like huge during that time, and watched it go down, took everything and like consolidated into ADA and then left it there and then just forgot about it pretty much, and then kind of, you know, lived life for a while and then got back into it. He hit me up and he's like, "Hey, how's it going?" I was like, "It's going all right, you know?" And he's like, "Have you heard of Terra?" And I was like, "Nope." I was like, "I'm still holding on to my ADA." He's like, "Well, I sold all my ADA and I went into this Terra thing." And like, when he said that, I was like, all right. I've heard a lot of like people shitcoin and all that shit, but he was like one that I always listened to because he was like, you know, super involved with it, you know, right, whether it was the Cardano ecosystem or now here in Terra, like he just immerses himself. And I didn't at the time have that sort of time. So when the dude that told me never to sell my ADA is like, "I sold all my ADA, like get into this Luna thing with me," I followed suit. And showed me how to, like, it was so dumb too. He gave us like some instructions on like how to use Anchor to do the borrow provide trick. Oh, didn't nice. Even know at the time like what we were actually doing. We just knew that like it kept, you know, pumping out money. So did that, rode it real close to that liquidation level. And then when shit started crashing, before that point, I had like started to pay mine down some because I was like, I don't really like watching this all the time. Like, I got too much other shit to do. I can't be doing that all day. And it got down there to a point where I was like, shit, I'm just gonna like, I paid my whole loan off. I was like, all right, I'm done with that. Threw everything into UST, and then when Luna hit like 5 or something, I was like, oh shit. Started flipping from UST back into the Luna, you know, to kind of try to ride that bubble back up. Obviously, like everybody else, didn't get near as much as I wish I would have in hindsight, but that's hindsight for you. And then I've been doing podcasts since like 2008, just like dumb comedy shows. Like, I was a water delivery guy and I drove for a living in this town in Montana, where me and Kevin are from. And like, I just saw a lot of dumb shit every day. Like, people like putting makeup on and shit while they're driving, and like car crashes, just weird random shit you see on the road. So we started a podcast and just started talking shit about that kind of stuff. And that kind of got me like interested in doing like digital audio stuff, and like, how can I route signals from like different browsers and different audio sources into like a recorder to be able to like cut it up and do things with it. I've been like writing raps and hip hop and poetry and shit like that since I was a little kid. So like making that kind of samples that I could then use in like making beats and shit like that was like always appealing. So I just like learned that shit, taught myself. And then, yeah, me and him, he came to me, he was doing some talk in Dubai, and he was like, hey, I want to start this Techno Optimist podcast for this thing called The Simulate, which was all about like futurists and techno optimism, stuff like that. Ray Kurzweil, a lot of that kind of like real far off futurist shit that you like to just smoke weed and like think about, you know, that kind of cool stuff.
Right.
So I produced some shows with him, and then nothing really happened of it. Like, it was super fun, met some cool people. And then, yeah, we kind of just went our separate ways. I fucking ended up moving for a job, and he stays there. And then, yeah, he hit me up and he's like, hey, you should come do some recording stuff over on Terra. And I was like, all right, cool. So started doing some shows here and there. And then I think I saw somebody on Twitter. They were like, hey, it really sucks that we keep missing all these Twitter spaces. And I was making a joke. I was like, yeah, I'll be the Al Jazeera for you guys. Like, pay me whichever group comes up with 50 racks first. Like, you get my services for a year. And that next morning I woke up to Doquan in my DMs being like, what's your wallet address? I want to fund it. And I was like,
wow,
that was a joke. Like, I thought my friends were trolling me, like, legit. I was like, it was like 6 a.m. and I'm like, who is this asshole? I was like, oh shit, that's him. And I was like, all right. So I just sent him my address, and he's like 2 minutes later, he's like sent. It's like 6 a.m. for me. I don't know where he was at the time, but I'm just like, did that just happen? That just happened. And I like that hit up awesome. Kevin. I was like, did you have something to do with this? He's like, do with what? And I was like, I told him what happened. And he's like, that's how shit happens in Terra sometimes. So I was like, all right, I guess I gotta put my 2 weeks notice in at my job. And that was like right before TFI Miami. So okay. Unfortunately, I had to stay and work, because I, you know, in a year when the funding runs out, I want to make sure that I do have a job to go back to if I need to. Hopefully we can keep this Terra Spaces thing going and keep funded enough that I don't have to do that. But in the event that it does, I got like a kid, I got bills and shit, so I can't be like, you know, having to pawn all these computers now that we got. So yeah, I put my 2 weeks in, and then that was probably like 2.5 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, something okay. like that. And yeah, just been recording spaces ever since. I got a whole gang of interns and other people on Twitter that will send me messages. They're like, hey, space is live, are you in this, are you recording this? And yeah, it's been a hustle for sure. Like, we've gone from one computer to then I got another one, and then the Orbital Command guys and a couple other cats in the community pitched in like a few $100, and then Orbital Command covered the rest and got the third computer. So now we can actually record two spaces and edit at the same time. Before, I was having to like wait till spaces were fully done, and sometimes they're long, they're like 4 or 5 hours, so it's like midnight and I'm like, cool, now I have to like edit all this, and it's like 4 a.m. by the time I get to bed. But yeah, we've got it all worked out now. We've got lots of recording bandwidth and all that. So
very yeah. cool. So now you're also doing a podcast too, right? You're not just recording other people's spaces, you're creating your own, like doing your own interviews with Terra people primarily.
Yeah. We got like three or four shows, I think. We do the podcast, which is one. And I almost kind of feel bad that it's like the logo's a dick with like headphones and a mic. And like, it started out as a joke. Like, all things on Terra tend to be like memes and jokes, and then they become, you know, reality and everything. And my first NFTs on Terra were the Bag of Dicks. Shout out to Hooligan and Crude Lewd Crypto Waifu. That's it. from the Bag of Dicks team. And so with them, I did this, the comedy show I was telling you about, like we still do it to this day, like me and my girl and our friend do it. We had the Bag of Dicks guys and girl on, and we just kind of put that on the Jam Hole feed, but we called it the Pudcast because they're dicks and pud and dick. That's funny. So the name just kind of stuck. And now like I'm looking back and we're interviewing like really professional or more professional, I guess, than like dick collectors, you could say. And so I'm thinking about changing it, but I don't know. I kind of like it. It's fun.
I like it. That's cool.
And then we do Terra Spaces, the main show, which is one that I kind of do audio lore for. If you've listened to it, there's only 5 episodes of it. They take a really long time to do because every episode, depending on who I interview and their different protocols in the Terra ecosystem. So the premise is that I stole or borrowed, in quotes, borrowed a space loot ship from Midas. And then we fly it around the galaxy, and did the different stops that we make are these different people that we end up interviewing. So depending on who they are, I'll write them into the story that just started randomly, you know, and now we've got like this whole storyline, and every episode is like a different stop, and it just furthers the storyline and kind of gets written on the fly. And then after the recording, I find all the sound effects and everything and then piece it all together, and kind of like this. To me, like in my mind, I was like, I wanted a War of the Worlds kind of vibe.
Okay.
That like fake radio apocalypse kind of thing, but using the audio to like immerse your audience in the story more. So tried to kind of do that. I don't know if I'm on the mark or not, but people seem to enjoy it.
Very cool.
And then we have the Whispers by the Water Cooler, which is the show we do sometimes with all the interns, because at Intern Cap, where we're headquartered at, all of our interns work in all of the projects on Terra, so it's fun to gather them all around the water cooler sometimes and record all of the alpha and stuff that they are privy to. So yeah, that's the show lineup so far. And then we've got some other people that want to start producing shows. We've got Luna Lair that's going to start producing some like video stuff, and then we're friends with Terra Money TV. And they're actually, if you go to terramoney.tv, you can just fill out the form that's there if you want to create content. So they're onboarding people to use this platform they're making using, I think it's called Restream. And okay. Then, yeah, you can just basically, like, you go to their site and it lets you, like, make a show, basically. It's all, like, video and stuff like that. So once that launches, there should be a whole bunch more, like, video content on Terra. But I like to focus on the audio.
Okay, very cool, man. So most of your interns are like, do you have like your own like kind of like studio and everyone's there? Are you working with people remotely and like everyone's kind of like recording different spaces and kind of you're doing the audio engineering at the end? What's that like?
Yeah,
like,
how does it's all scale? Remotely. Like I only have 2 interns that actually live here. One of them's 5 years old and she's still learning the ropes. Okay. And my girlfriend. So she actually helped out clearing this whole, we have a glass shop, sweetpieceofglass.com. So like this whole table was like glass.
Oh, nice.
So, like, she helped like come and dust it all off and move it and everything. There's people probably seeing the videos on the Twitter and shit, but yeah, the other interns, cause different time zones, different spaces and stuff. So we'll have some, if there's a space happening and I'm not able to like wake up for it or whatever, they'll start recording it. Or if they see that I'm gone, or I'll leave them a message like, hey, I'm going to the park for like a couple hours, like catch a spaces that happen. Cause they're spontaneous. Like that's, right. I think why people like Twitter spaces so much. It's just like a random spontaneous gathering. You know, if you try to plan a group that large, like it would never happen, I feel like. But yeah, just the fact that it just happens when it happens and whoever's there joins it. And so being able to dedicate, you know, 20 of my waking hours to chasing the different personalities around Twitter, recording the spaces that they're in, it's pretty interesting. But yeah, it takes a gang of us.
Oh, I'm sure.
Catch them all. But yeah, I do all the editing and stuff myself. I don't trust them to touch my nice computer.
Yeah, before I even heard about like what you were doing, me and a group of friends, we were kind of like, we realized that this was a problem too. And like all of us are like DevOps guys, engineers, programmers, and we're like, so like what would this look like if engineers like tried to solve this? And we were like, yeah, thinking it's like, no, right, we create like a Twitter account, and it's a Twitter bot that you invite to the space, and yeah, whenever it joins in, it records. But we didn't end up doing anything with this, and I'm so glad you're taking this on, because like This is great. I love it. But
yeah, if you guys want to make me a couple bots, I'll definitely put them to use. That sounds like a pretty cool idea. But yeah, right now, like, we just literally like crowdsourced the whole thing. Like, and we're to the point now, and it's cool. And I definitely encourage people to keep doing it, even if it's already on the schedule, because the more eyes we have on this stuff, the easier it is to catch everything. But when we first started, it was really just me and like Kevin and Trevor, like the people that have been in the community for a while, because I'm pretty new to it in the scheme of things. So they kind of give me a list of people like, here, they'll do spaces, you know, keep an eye out for them. They do spaces. But now, like, I guess so many people have started listening or like keep an eye out for them. Like, we get multiple messages per space that happens now of people being like, hey, did you set this reminder, like forwarding us the message and stuff. So it's been really cool to watch like it go from this thing of like me just chasing these people around Twitter to like the messages coming to me now, and then I can just put them on the schedule and everything. It's cool.
That's very cool, man. Yeah. So, what's next for you guys? Do you think you're just going to keep scaling up and recording like 50 kind of spaces a day? Are you thinking about like doing some other like blockchains? Like, what's next for you, man?
I'm running out of room in the studio for any more recorders and speaker and computers and stuff. But I don't know. The idea, I guess, is to, if listeners are familiar with NPR, we have it here in the US. It's like a public radio that the community funds, and they do like, you know, journalist stuff. I don't know which way they lean. I just know like the model of it is public radio funded. Kind of reminds me of Wayne's World, like public cable access kind of shit. But so I guess the goal is to like be like the public platform for all of that stuff. We've had some projects that are smaller by nature, like just a couple people that want to make some cool art. They have a hard time getting visibility. And some of the media outlets and the influencers, like, they only want to fuck with you if you have like a certain amount of followers or something. If you're like a certain size, if you're small, like, they don't really give a shit, because, you know, there's nothing really in it for them, or they're busy. You know, you want to make sure your time is spent accordingly, you know, give the big projects the time. So I kind of had it in my head that we'd come in and just like offer the platform to anybody that want to come and talk. And if they want to do it in like different languages, I know we've had a lot of Spanish and people from Malaysia making NFTs and starting new projects, and they're kind of hesitant to like come on shows because they can't speak English very well. So we try to work with pretty much everybody. We have people that speak different languages. If they want to do like a Spanish focused space or anything like that, like, we're totally down to record all that and post it up so that it lives on in Terra Spaces. We're kind of like making a time capsule in a way, documenting all of this stuff.
It's awesome. Kind of like your most recent podcast where she was doing the time capsule stuff of the whole SpaceX stuff. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, that stuff is so cool. That's, I guess, my goal now after I interviewed her is to go work with them at SpaceX. But, man, cool, I would love to film some rockets and record stuff in space. That's so cool.
You could be the first person to bring something Terra, like a Terra NFT up there or something in space.
Leave the sticker on the space station or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I noticed like it seems like there's a charity aspect to this too, where I'm noticing that you're like saying, hey, this week tips should go to these different charities. Is there something to that? Like, can you talk a little bit about
The one was focused on the Malaysian outreach relief wallet, just because there was that big tsunami and stuff, and a lot of our projects that we were speaking to are from down there. So Ian from the Beach House, which is the project that picked up the Waves rug. You remember when Waves peaced out and the Beach House kind of came in? I guess the Beach House was a thing Waves was trying to do, and then Waves fucked off, and Ian was on the team that kind of picked it up. So he started this Malaysian relief wallet. And so we just decided that it would be cool because people are tipping us to kind of, you know, because now this is how we survive. So we thought it'd be cool to kind of direct some of that towards the relief wallet just for the week, you know, see if we could help out. And then I got together with the cat from UAPix, the little pixelated flying saucer thing. He's like a musician and it's like really dope. And so I was like, shit, we should do like some sort of cool NFT collab. And so we came up with this like flying saucer kind of rap scheme. Like, he made this cool beat. I wrote a verse to it. And then we're like, cool, now what do we do with it? Because, like, he didn't want to, like, put him out on the regular UA picks because, you know, this was, like, a special cool thing we did. And I had just at the time talked to the Terra Gems cat, and he was talking about doing these cool, like, 3D rendered things. So I was like, shit, we should, like, hit this guy up and see if he has any ideas. And he ended up being super into it, and he made this cool, like, 3D flying saucer that just spins and has, like, reflections, and, like, really well done. And then, yeah, we put the song to it, and then he threw it up on Talus, and we started off at, like, $25 just for auction. We gave half of it to Angel, half of it to the Malaysia Relief Wallet. I think it ended up around $400 or something. It wasn't, like, super big or anything, but, you know, every little bit helps, I think. So that was cool.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I think, like, Terra, I've been in a lot of other ecosystems. I mean, I guess not a lot of other, but I've been in, like, BSC pretty deep, and then ETH before that. And you don't really see the kind of community that you see here on Terra over there. And I'm sure most of it's in part of, you know, Angel Protocol being a pretty solid backbone of this whole ecosystem along with Anchor. And so I really vibe with the whole idea of, like, being able to just give once and let that money do its thing. Like, I feel like if people were doing this, I know we didn't have the tech 20 years ago, but, like, all the problems of, like, money and that kind of shit would probably be sorted out or close to it by now or in 20 years time, having this technology, because it allows that yield to just generate and compound and get put where it needs to. And, like, everybody can do that. You don't have to just be, like, a special broker or, like, a rich banker or something to do that. So
right.
Having that technology and then seeing what they're doing with it and seeing how it's enabled, like, all of these artists to, like, kind of fund their art rather than, you know, artists generally just make money when they die. Like, that's kind of ever since the old Renaissance, like, art's not worth shit till they're dead. And then it's worth, like, billions, you know, whatever. So yeah. It's cool to see that, like, you know, there's this framework in place now that allows artists to, like, do what they want to do, make the cool art. And if the community wants it, cool. The community can buy it. There's mechanisms in place to, you know, move that money around where it needs to go. It's just cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, dude, I've been noticing a lot of people in the Terra spaces in general that are very appreciative of what you do. And I was out looking at some of the different stuff on Nowhere and Random Earth yesterday. I came across something, and it made me think of, like, what you're doing, and I think it's, like, perfect. I want to give it to you as a gift. It's kind of like a thank you from the whole, like, on behalf of the whole community. But, like,
no way.
Tell me what you think of this. Like, I feel like this kind of, like, sums you up really well. It's called the Halp Mushroom. It's got the angel wings. It's got the halo. It's got the mushroom. So it's kind of, like, all about, like, giving to charity and everything.
Mushrooms. But I'm all to you, man. Mushroom. I'm a amateur mycologist as well. And,
yeah. Really? Okay. Awesome. So,
super amateur, but yeah.
Very cool. My wife does like foraging and stuff like that.
Oh,
she's,
nice.
She's interested in the different mushrooms for, like, their medicinal properties and everything.
We actually, when the child was young, we listened to a lot of Infected Mushroom, and she really vibed with their album art. So now she has this fascination with mushrooms. And so for my birthday this recent year, somebody got her a mushroom grow kit, like, for edibles, oh, cool. Not psychedelics, obviously,
because
she's five. But yeah, so, like, we grew them together, and she was like, oh my God, I'm growing mushrooms. I'm, like, picking them and touching them. Like, she was super stoked about it. So yeah, I know.
In Oregon, awesome, man.
I mean, Oregon's got, like, mushrooms everywhere. So I kind of, it's in my blood.
Very cool, man. So, man, that was kind of, like, my list of questions for you, like, things that I was curious about. Is there anything else that you want to, either tell the Terra Space community or my community?
What are your guys' plans? You guys going to keep making some content and stuff too?
Yeah, so I'm kind of new to the game. I go by Dan B on Twitter. And
yeah, you did some spaces and stuff. That's how I, that's where I know you from.
Yeah, so that was, I've done one space. And then it was basically, I'm trying, so I just stopped working this year, and I'm looking to try to do some content creation. I've been running my own Discord server called CCDeFi. That's mostly just has, like, a group of, like, people that I've worked with in the past and friends. But kind of my goal is to kind of make it a community where it's it's like a cross-chain community. It's not just focused on one chain, but it's on like a whole bunch of different chains. There's some like subject matter experts in the different areas, and just anyone who's interested in crypto or DeFi in general can come in there and chat, talk about what's cool to them. And that's kind of what I've been working on growing right now.
That's super important too, just because we have UST, and the more that we can get UST to be the stable of these other chains, like there's a lot of users on these other chains. We can't just be like Terra Luna maxis like we like to be sometimes, because you know, if we want to keep growing, like there's only so many people and there's only so much money to shift around. So like eventually we're going to get to a point where like we're going to need to get UST on these other chains. And I'm sure like Kwan knows all about that. I mean, that's like his goal, is getting this there and mass accepted. So I don't got to tell you all that. But yeah, the maximalism is very interesting to watch. It reminds me of when Android first came out. Like I'm old, so I got like the first Android phone and shit. I used to host an Android podcast and all that. One of our fans worked at Google and like had the dev phone that Google gave out and like sent it to me and shit. So like watching that whole thing with how Apple and Google played to their roles in it and like kind of pitted their user base against each other, it like formed this crazy rabid loyalty that just made sales pop. Like it was pretty crazy to watch, but it kind of reminds me of that when people are like, oh no, this is the only one, there can be only one. Like,
yeah, right, sure. Hold down. Yep.
Yeah, the more
don't get me wrong, I absolutely love Terra, but I always try to look at everything.
Yeah, that's you have to diversify. I mean, obviously there's Apex assets and stuff that you want to hold on to more than others, but like you got to stay diversified.
Yeah, cool, man.
I'm not, but you should.
I'm like 90% Luna and then playing around with some other things. Like
nice.
It's a little off topic from all the space, but like I've been really fascinated with like a lot of the Cosmos stuff. So I've been playing around a lot with Osmosis, and I'm gonna be looking at running some validators at some point. I can't afford to do an Osmosis validator. That's expensive. I was looking at it, it's like $400,000 to run one of those to be in the top 100. But I was looking at like a Secret Network and like some of the other newer ones.
We've been catching some of their spaces as well, because they were doing some Terra cross community pollination stuff, so that network's pretty cool. I like the idea of like the anonymity and everything. It's kind of like what Satoshi seemed to be about, you know, like I'm not gonna dox, you don't even know like how many of us is Satoshi, you know, like that whole thing. And then you have the network like that popping up that kind of holds to those values. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is there a big Rust lack of developers in those other chains that are built on Cosmos? Because those are all Rust based as well, aren't they?
That's my understanding. So I personally am not a developer. I'm more of a DevOps guy. So I do a lot of like infrastructure stuff. So like AWS kind of cloud computing.
Oh,
but
cool.
I am interested in getting into learning a little bit better how smart contracts work. But my understanding is a lot of the stuff that's built on Tendermint is Rust based.
Yeah, I'd just be curious if they have like an abundance of devs, if we could do something to like bring some over here for a while, like help us finish building some shit and then you can go back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but in one of the spaces, I've heard it mentioned a couple times, Do Kwan, I brought up the idea about like developers kind of like tokenizing their time. So like if you have like all these Rust developers, they tokenize their time, and then a DAO could be like, hey, we want to get like 1,000 hours of Rust developers like really fast, and then all these guys go in and help like knock out this contract or whatever.
Cool idea. Like we as the community voted that you're gonna spend the next 5 weeks of your life making like crazy waifu NFTs or something for the Weeb community.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's a cool idea. DAOs have been popping up all over the place. And it was crazy because in that space interview,
I heard that.
I was watching their YouTube video and they were interviewing this astronaut and he was talking about like the democratization of space. And I was like, space DAO? Like that was literally the first thing that came into my mind. And then talking to her about it and being like, you know, you guys are building rockets, like we're kind of building this like governance infrastructure and this financial system. And then to hear her be like, Oh yeah, Elon, like, he knows what he's doing with the crypto thing. Like, you're not bringing cash to Mars. Like, you're going to need a digital, like, that's the whole point of that. And then, like, hearing her talk about the Starlink and the trucks, the Tesla trucks, and that he's really just developing all this shit to, like, use on Mars. Like, that kind of blew my mind a little bit. But it's conversations like that that, like, I really live for. And, like, that really get me excited for this space. It's really cool talking to people like that, because where the hell am I ever going to, like, find people like that? Like, she's, like, almost been to space and shit. Like, you know, you don't talk to many cool people like that in your normal everyday life. At least I don't.
Yeah, for sure. And that was awesome. I actually literally was listening to that on my way from the gym back to the house to do this interview. I really liked what she was talking about, how much of a fanboy Elon was of Douglas Adams. Yeah. I thought that part was really cool.
So funny. And like how they were like, they troll each other with memes, like on the rockets and stuff, right. And then see which photographers actually like catch them in their shots. That's so cool. I want to go there and like watch some rockets.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen that before. That'd be the only thing that I've seen take off is Luna, you know?
Yeah, for real. Yeah. That's good enough, though, if that's it.
Yep. All right, Finn. Well, I wanted to kind of keep this short, and I definitely enjoyed getting to hear a little bit more about what you're doing. Just wanted to give you some encouragement, say keep it up. Like, we all love what you're doing. And if I can ever help you out technically with anything in the future, let me know. I'll be glad to jump in.
Nice. Yeah. If any front end devs out there want to take pity on the god awful state of terraspaces.org and its WordPress theme, feel free to holler. I made it functional, and then I was like, content, like it works. I don't care. That looks like, but if somebody wants to come fix it up, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But terraspaces.org, just that's where all the stuff is. So definitely check it out and hit me up if you need help with anything.
Awesome. And yep, I'm DanB2254 in Discord. I'm on a lot of the Terra servers. And yeah, Finn, it's a pleasure to chat with you, man. And have a good night, all right?
Nice. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. Something a little different. I hope you enjoyed that. Dan B from the Cryptocurrency and DeFi server interviewing me. How about that? For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. To pay for this constant reminder in my brain that rewired the entire section responsible for feeling exhausted. I guess you could say I fake it when I wake up every day and tell myself we're gonna make it. Spending every second I'm awake thinking about one day I'll make some better mistakes, and then I'm feeling down. Sometimes I wanna blow my fucking brains out, then I'll start to figure out another fucking way out. It's like I got this defense mechanism that doesn't quite let me wreck the system I'm living in. It's another phase of evolution. Naturally, we're selected as fast as we're losing. Passing out Darwin Awards right and left till I'm fighting all alone like on the last night left. And no one ever really wins. Sitting on the couch eating mini thins, wishing we were pretty slim. Tipping back slim fast till we're really sick. Summer never really ends when you can afford to chase all the various perihelions. We really should be learning from the fungus instead of shooting each other over some dumb shit. All this microdosing got the macrocosm right for hosting inside our minds where the light was glowing. Fake a distraction and keep the meter going while I rewrite vibes and get the reefer smoking. And if we cut ties, you best believe it's over. I ain't got no smiles left for greedy jokers. Rock steady, not leaving, no I'm not letting. All these negative thoughts weigh me down, Pandora's box is heavy. I am not setting an example for you to follow, please do not envy. This life is hollow, I just wallow with these walls empty. And I'ma go until these bars left me. Not a lot to say, but let me keep commenting on this world we're living in, you are not ready. So crack a beer and sit it out while I start vetting and betting on all these hectic texts for mediation from expected pests. Trials, tribulation, and eclectic guests. Life's a haunted house, where's the scare from next? I wander through the hallways, got them scared to death of sinking into death. Screaming out to ears, it seems their will is death. Reaching troubled
that are swept. Never benevolent, never been settling, always ahead of them, always malevolent. Sever the rest of them, dreaming on mescaline, doing your test again. Set up the pessimist, guarding their premises, throw from a precipice. Bang, click, fucking vanquished. Watch your language, exerting me like you bang shit. Why does everybody nowadays act abrasive? So embrace it, all you gotta do is win the races. At a late to the point that your mistake erases. Stuck running through the mazes, lost in the verse, now I'm turning pages. Arming up my life with this arsenal of phrases. Gotta release this shit in phases, stage this, basis, faces, nameless, fake this.
Doing time serve like I'm shameless. No basis for the facelift, just another glitch in the matrix. Something fun to do for amazement.